Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort, let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Hey friends, welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. Chris here, your host, founder of Healthy Mama Chris, chef, culinary nutritionist, and most importantly, busy mama just like you. And I am here to help you take the stress out of mealtimes. After a summer of snacking, aka mini episodes to keep you satiated all summer long, we are back with a brand new season of the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. We have had a lot of new listeners to the podcast in season 5, so I thought I'd take the first episode of this new season to briefly reintroduce myself, share what's in store for the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast in season 6, and share some of the meals we've been loving as a family lately. Last season was the biggest season of the podcast by far, and I cannot tell you how happy it makes me to know that the episodes I shared with you have been helpful in helping your family create more ease around meals, whether it be shortcut dinner ideas, meal prep tips, the Healthy Mama Grocery Guide episodes, what we ate, cooking tips, budget hacks, so much more. Those are just some of the top episodes in the last season, with 20 cooking tips no one taught you being the number one episode, followed by shortcuts for easy summer dinners, 10 favorite family meals from pantry and freezer staples, low-cooked dinners from warm weather, and the Ask Me Anything end-of-season finale episode, which honestly shocked me a little bit. I didn't think you guys were all that interested, but I'm glad that you liked the Ask Me Anything episode. But those were the top 5 episodes of season 5, and I'm going to share a whole list of the top 10 most listened to episodes of season 5 in the show notes, so you can go ahead and listen to any that you might have missed. So let me reintroduce myself. For any of you who are new here on the podcast, other than the voice behind the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast, I'm Chris. I am a professional chef turned mama, recipe developer, and of course, podcast host with a whole lot in between. Many of you know me from my health coaching days. I also have a background in holistic and sports nutrition and intuitive eating, but I don't share much about that these days. Or you might have found me on social media where I share bits and pieces of our very full day-to-day life on IG stories, as well as recipes, budget tips, meal prep, and shortcut meal ideas on my main feed as well. Wherever you found me, I'm so glad you're here. I've been Healthy Mama Chris since back in 2014 when my oldest daughter, who's almost 10 now, was just a baby. I was actually still working at a professional kitchen at the time and starting my online business on the side. I had put my full-time gig as a personal chef on pause when I was pregnant with her, and we were actually in the process of moving my husband back here to the U.S. We were living with my parents at the time and kind of in this weird transition transition phase where he was still in Canada, we were in the US, I was working in a kitchen, and I had just had this tiny little baby, and I was sharing about my journey to living a healthy life as a new mom. And so Healthy Mama Chris has had many iterations over the years. As like I said, I worked as a health and intuitive eating coach, and I was also continuing to develop recipes, teach about meal prep, which is obviously my forte as a former personal chef. I was also teaching in-person cooking classes and fitness classes on the side. So like I said, lots of iterations of Healthy Mama Chris. This podcast came about in January 2019, which means, yes, it will be turning 5 this coming year. But I kind of found my groove in 2021 when I officially transitioned out of health coaching to becoming a recipe developer full-time. Just when my family was preparing to make another big move down south to winter in Florida. My husband, like I've mentioned many times before, if you're not new to the community, he's a professional sailor, sailboat manager, and sailing coach. So it made a lot of sense for us to live down south in the winter time. Now we split our time between Florida and New England. So as you are listening to this podcast, you might notice that the audio quality is not as good as when I'm back home. I'm on my kind of temporary podcast mic right now. But as you are listening, we are going to be traveling back to Tampa Bay from New England to start the school year. My kids start school the first week of August, which is crazy to me growing up in New England. It's way, way sooner than it normally is for us. But that is our life. My husband travels a ton during the year, sometimes with us, sometimes without. So the tips that I share on living a busy life, meal planning, meal prepping to save time and bring ease in eating healthy as a family, they're coming from my real life experiences as a busy family, as well as my professional experience as a chef, where, like I said, most of my time was spent as a personal chef. So I was meal prepping healthy meals for families just like you. But I know that not everyone has the means to have a personal chef create healthy meals and bring them that kind of ease. So what I'm here to share with you is all the ways you can be your own personal chef and create delicious, healthy, and simplified meals for your family through meal planning, through meal prep, through shortcuts. Whatever you need to do to make those meals happen for your family, I am here to guide you along your way. So let's talk what's in store for season 6 of the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. Many of you know that seasons 1 through 4 of the podcast were heavily guest focused, and where I love chatting with guests. And last year I transitioned to a only solo podcast. The podcast will still remain largely a solo podcast. You seem to really love the short and sweet under 40-minute episodes, so we will keep it at that most of the time, but we will be bringing back occasional guests in the coming months. I'm very excited for some of the guests that we have on the docket, so stay tuned for that. Late fall, we'll start having guests about once a month. And of course, I will be sharing a ton on the topics that you have told me either through DMs or in the cooking club, or just by your listening habits that you want to hear more about, things like meal prep. I love demystifying and simplifying meal prep. It does not have to take an entire day to make meals easier for your family. I want to help you make meal prep doable for your family and make it so that it's actually helpful in making your weekday meals easier. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I meal prep, but I don't know what to use or how to use what I prepped. And that's not the way we're doing it anymore, okay? We're gonna change that. We're gonna help you make meal prep actually create convenience for your life. I'm gonna give you a ton more meal ideas. Of course, so many easy, weeknight-friendly, family-friendly meal ideas for easier breakfasts, lunches, dinners, snacks, with or without an official recipe. I want to help you with more dinner shortcuts, like 10 ways to use a rotisserie chicken for easier dinners. And I just want to give you more ideas to put on your meal plan for easy, healthy, nutrient-dense meals. And you know I'm all about balance here. When I say healthy, I'm talking about primarily real food, but we include those shortcuts too, because we need to have a balance. We need to get dinner on the table for our family. I'm also going to...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to share more of my cooking tips, tips to make cooking simpler and more efficient, because we could all use more time, right? We want to spend less time in the kitchen and more time with the people we love doing the things we love. So that's where meal prep comes in, that's where meal planning comes in, and learning to be just generally more efficient in the kitchen. I will also be sharing with you more What We Ate episodes. This was another one of those series that was a little unexpected, how much you all loved my What We Ate episodes, where I share with you what we ate throughout the month, dinners, breakfast, lunches, and what we spent, how we made it all work with our family's budget. So I'll share more of those with you. The first one is going to be coming at the end of this month, so stay tuned for that. And of course, I will bring you more on food budgeting, seasonal cooking tips, how we make healthy eating work with our busy lifestyle, with traveling, and so much more. I'm really excited. We're going to continue on the topics we've talked about, but we're also going to bring in some new topics as well. And stay tuned until the end of the episode for an opportunity to share with me exactly what you want to hear more of on the podcast. I've had some great suggestions from you that I will be bringing in to this season of the podcast, like meal prepping for yourself or for a friend when you are preparing for baby. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about freezer meals and how to make freezer meals work. So much more. So keep sending those ideas through DMs in the cooking club. I want to hear from you because this podcast is ultimately for you, so I want to be giving you what you need the most. One thing you might notice this season of the podcast is some brief ads throughout the show. Feel free to skip ahead on your podcast app if you're not interested, but know how much I appreciate your support. This podcast has been largely ad-free for the first 5 seasons. I am very picky about sponsorships throughout my business, which is why I do very few. I get offered a lot, and I say yes to very few because I will only share about products that I truly love and use. And this has been a value for me since the very beginning of my business. So you will hear occasional ads catered to you as a listener, as well as ads spoken by me. But please know that any of these are chosen with care and authenticity. It took me a full 6 months to decide to bring ads onto the podcast because I really want the best listener experience possible for you. This is one of the ways that I am able to continue to do what I do, continue to give this free podcast to you. And I'm really grateful to have a way to continue to do what I do and also be compensated for it, because creating a podcast and developing recipes for social media, it isn't free. And so it's really awesome that I'm able to share this podcast with all of you for free and also have a way to support the future of the podcast and the future of everything I share for free online. And there will always be at least one, if not two, ad-free bonus episodes in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club for podcast fan and executive chef levels. Which brings me to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, because this has been such an exciting year of growth for the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, which, if you don't know, is the community extension of the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. We moved over to Patreon this last year, and as of now, there are over 110 recipes in our recipe vault, many exclusive just to the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. There's over 40 weekly meal plan emails that have been sent so far, and new ones coming to members every single week. Plans still start at just $3 a month, and that will not change. Our base level is always going to be $3 a month, and you'll get weekly family-friendly seasonal meal plans sent to your inbox with recipes, a meal prep plan, and grocery list if you want to make it your menu for the week. And you'll also get access to our private members recipe vault. You'll get quick cooking and meal prep tips throughout the month. And it's honestly the best and easiest way to connect with me if you have any questions, not just about the recipes, but about meal planning, meal prep, cooking. Feel free to reach out in the cooking club. That's what I'm there for. It is my priority above everything, you know, Instagram, email, all of that. So if you want to join the community, I would love to have you in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, and you'll get bonus ad-free podcast episodes over there as well, podcast fan level and up. And we just offered a new feature. You can now save 15% if you want to sign up for a yearly subscription instead of a monthly subscription. There's so much coming to the club this fall alone. So head to patreon.com/healthymamachris to join us over there. Now, all of that being said, let me share with you some of the recipes that we have been loving as a family lately. We have had the busiest summer on record for our family by far. We traveled down to New England at the beginning of June. During this time, I was off social media, so I didn't post anything on social media for the month of June. I just needed a little bit of a break. We got settled in Rhode Island. We did a bunch of traveling. I worked on a private chef gig for a full 2 weeks at the beginning of June, so or I guess mid-June, so that kind of took up a lot of my month of June. And then July, we've mostly been traveling. We traveled up to New Hampshire a few times for some hiking trips, a few times. I think it was 5 times total for hiking trips and a trip with my husband for our anniversary. We did 2 weeks of camping. We have done a lot this summer. So we've been trying to be more intentional about when we are home, having those meals feel kind of like our, or at least me, I don't think my kids really care, be more anchor meals, meals where they're really nutrient dense, but also very simple. So we've done some shortcuts, we've done a lot of grilling, and really, really enjoying the abundance of summer produce. If you haven't listened to my summer snack episode on late summer produce, I shared a lot of our favorite recipes to use with late summer produce, but that's kind of what we've been cooking this summer. We've really been enjoying my balsamic marinated steak salad with peaches and blue cheese. I shared that with our friends who my husband's staying with. That is a cooking club recipe. And the other cooking club recipe we've really been enjoying is the lemon thyme marinated pork chops with corn and a peach and arugula salad. Those are two of my absolute favorite recipes I've created for the cooking club, and the kids really like them too. I think sometimes we assume our kids won't eat things like salad, but put it in front of them. See what they'll try. My daughter loved last night. We just made a really simple salad with ingredients from the farmer's market and my parents' garden. We did greens from the farmer's market, fresh garden tomatoes, cucumber, red onion. I share a trick in the cooking club on how to take some of that bite out of red onion. And I made a really simple honey mustard dressing and she loved that. We did that with burgers. And I did a lettuce wrap with some romaine from the farmer's market my mom brought home, and that was really tasty. Grilled zucchini as well. Like I said, super simple. We've also been doing some shortcuts. I love the chicken meatballs from Trader Joe's in the refrigerated section. We've used those a couple times for Greek meatball wraps or Greek meatball bowls. I shared that recipe on Instagram. My skillet caprese chicken is also a great recipe for seasonal ingredients. That one's on my website right now, and I will link that in the show notes. It's very simple. It's pan-seared chicken with mozzarella. Use the best quality you can find. It'll make it even better, I promise. Some really good quality tomatoes mixed with just a little bit of oil and sea salt and a drizzle of balsamic vinegar. Reduced balsamic if you have it. Oh, I forgot the basil. You need the basil with the tomatoes too. So good, so simple. Served with a simple salad or some grilled veggies on the side. We also really love my grilled pesto chicken and veggie panini. So you grill the vegetables and grill up the chicken next to it. I do a quick marinade in some pesto. You can do homemade pesto or you can do store-bought pesto. Turn that into a panini. It's absolutely delicious. And you can also double up on the grilled vegetables and make my grilled vegetable pesto pasta salad, the leftover pesto, two of my summer favorites. We've also made my pork souvlaki wraps at the beginning of the summer. And my kids have been craving more comforty foods lately. Funny enough, they told me that they both very much want my 5-ingredient meatballs when we get back home. That's what they've requested as their first day of school dinner. So when I get home, I will be picking up some ground beef and almond flour and garlic. It's literally 5 ingredients, not including salt, and we like to serve that over spaghetti squash when spaghetti squash is in season. We will typically do zucchini noodles mixed with pasta in the summertime, but my spiralizer broke, so I think until then we'll probably just do some sort of a pasta with some sort of a vegetable on the side as well. Another shortcut dinner we love, not just in the summertime, but any time of the year. My kids actually made this with my parents while we were on our anniversary trip, but non-bread pizzas. You cannot go wrong with non-bread pizzas. I have non-bread pizzas with 3 variations in the cooking club, and I also share them on Instagram as well. My favorite is one with pancetta and blue cheese, peaches, and hot honey. If you can't tell, I love peaches in the summertime as an ingredient. We'll also do barbecue chicken with pre-cooked chicken. And there's also a great shortcut recipe in the cooking club, and it's also coming to Instagram. It probably won't be up quite yet, when this episode comes out, but look out for it. If you're not in the cooking club, if you are in the cooking club, I use my jalapeno cilantro ranch, which my youngest daughter calls quote unquote yummy sauce. It's her favorite. It's not too spicy. I use that on some slaw mix with some chopped pickles, and it makes a really simple base salad. And then I cook up some pre-cooked breaded chicken. My favorite is the breaded chicken from Trader Joe's. You can use Aldi red bag chicken as well, or gluten-free chicken nuggets or chicken tenders, whatever you can find. And I drizzle it with some hot honey, and then you have a chopped hot honey chicken salad. Very simple, really delicious. We've also really been loving Caesar salad with the abundance of romaine. This summertime, a crisp Caesar salad. I have a homemade Caesar dressing on my website that's very simple to make in the blender. I make some homemade croutons. We've done it with salmon. We've done it with chicken. We've done it with pre-cooked chicken. We've turned leftovers into chicken Caesar wraps. That recipe is on Instagram. I mean, you can't really even call it a recipe, I don't think. It's basically just Caesar salad, cooked breaded chicken, a little bit more Parmesan in a wrap. It's so tasty. It's great for a quick summer dinner or a summer lunch. And speaking of salmon, of course, we've loved fish this summer as well. We've done local whitefish. Have we only done it once? We might have only done it once this summer, which feels kind of crazy to me. I've been eating local seafood, but we've been really loving Arctic char. And the way I have been cooking it is on the grill, either myself or my dad. So we'll put a piece of foil down. I find it's the easiest way to completely avoid sticking if you're using a really large piece of fish, which is what we've been doing for a whole bunch of us. Usually it's anywhere from 6 to 8 of us eating together, and the kids eat a lot of fish. So we will put lemon slices down on top of the foil and then put the fish on top, and I'm seasoning it with sea salt, a little bit of pepper, garlic powder, and some fresh herbs. Dill is great, but fresh thyme or oregano is also delicious. Then you can serve it up with that grilled lemon that's been cooking underneath. It only takes like 10 to 12 minutes at about 400, 450 degrees covered on the grill, and it is so good. Melt in your mouth. We'll serve it up with some grilled vegetables, maybe a quick arugula salad. All I do for my quick arugula salad is juice of half of a lemon, about a quarter cup of olive oil, pinch of kosher salt, whisk that together really well, toss the arugula with it, and that's one of my favorite summer sides. So that's what we've been doing a lot of. Some shortcuts, lots of salads, just lots of fresh, simple foods. And I know that we are ready to get into the school year, where I'll be getting back into my meal prep routine, and we'll be getting back into more of those family style meals, but I am embracing every last bit of summer and summer produce that we have. So that is what we've been eating lately, and that's what I've got for you guys today. I just wanted to reintroduce myself, share what's coming up, share with you that, you know, any of the changes that are coming up to the podcast, and I'm just so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast and really for sharing your time with me each and every week. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you spending time with me. And this podcast is for you. So I would love to ask for your help, okay? I promise it'll only take a couple minutes of your time, and it's totally free. If you are listening to this the day it comes out on August 7th, 2023, can you head over to my Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris or the podcast Instagram at Healthy Mama Kitchen Pod and answer some questions for me about what you want to see on the podcast this upcoming season. This podcast, like I said, is and always will be for you. I want to continue to give you new ideas for meals and cooking tips, but I want it to be catered to exactly what you need in this season. This podcast is my absolute favorite thing to do next to creating recipes, and I can't wait for another incredible season. So please head over to Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris or at Healthy Mama Kitchen Pod. I would love a follow as well, but if you just want to answer the questions for me, I will 100% appreciate that. And I am so grateful for you and so excited for season 6 of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, Be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.